Today is Kuftet Zion, but we are at the two dots, Kuftet Vav Amud Beis, just above halfway down, where it's the two dots, and it says, Ad Shlehukam HaMishkan, yeah? So the Mishnah said that before the Mishkan was put up, the Avodah was done by Bechorim, not by Koyanim. Is Yosef Rav Hunel by Rav Katina, or maybe it was Rav Chana by Rav Katina, could be on the side. Rav Chana bar Rav Katina said, "Kamed Rav Chizda." He was sitting before Rav Chizda with a kari, and he read, and he just said the pasuk, "Yishlach es Nari b'nei Yisrael." He didn't even translate it, but he was saying, "Nari b'nei Yisrael." So Nari b'nei Yisrael. This pasuk is said in the story of Matan Torah and the end of Parshas Mishpatim. So it says that on Hey Sivan, the day before Matan Torah, there was Moshe Rabbeinu was bringing the korbanos. Yeah, and that's when he split the blood and he poured them and he said, "Hinei dam habris." So it says that Vayishlachas Nari b'nei Yisrael. So he sent the Narim. So who were these Narim that he sent to bring the? And it says Vayizbuchu Vayishlachas Nari b'nei Yisrael Vayakrivu Oilos Vayizbuchu Shlomim. So it says they were doing the korban. Yeah. So who was it? So he said it was the. So he didn't actually say anything, but it seems like he said that they were the Bechorim. Amalei Hacha Amir Rav Asi, and so Rav Chizda said back to him that Rav Asi says Upaskul, that they, even though they brought on that day the Bechorim did the Avodah, but then they stopped. So it was a one-off. It was a one-off thing. They didn't do a good job, so they got kicked out. So Rav Chizda was going to ask him he was going to ask a kasha on this from a braiser to say that it wasn't a bechoris. But before he even had a chance to ask a question, he heard that this Rav Chana bar Rav Katina said another thing, which was. In the name of Avada Barahava, that Oila Sheikriva Yisrael Bamidbar, the same Oila we're talking about, the Oila which was brought before Matan Torah, Eina Tu'una Hevshev Nituach, doesn't need to be skinned and cut up into pieces. So a normal carbon oil, the Torah says that you have to cut it into pieces, you skin it and you cut it up into pieces, and that's how you put on his back, and the skin goes to the Kohenim. So that's a normal carbon oil now, in a general Avada in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah? So what about the Oila which they brought at the time, right before Matan Torah in the Midbar, that did not require skinning and cutting up. So he said these two things. Number one, it was done by not the Kohenim, but by the Bechorim. And the other one was that it was done by the Bechorim stopped after that day. And number two, that it didn't require skinning and cutting. So then he decided, then he thought, he said two things. I can get one braiser, which I can ask a kasha on both of these things that he said. So it's good that I waited. He said two things. Now I can upschlag him with one braiser to ask a kasha on his two things. The Tanya, we learned in a braiser. Actually, he'll come a Mishkan. That before the Mishkan was put up, so remember the Mishkan was put up in the second year in the desert, right? It took a while till they got their, building permits and whatever. So there was a second year in the desert.
Subject to council approval.
And then I had to go to VCAT. Oh, hello, it took a long time. Anyhow, it was a second. So till the Mishkan was put up, Habamos Mutoris, so the private altars, the private Mizbech was permitted. Everybody could do their own. Vavoida b'bechoros, that if there was some avoida needed, it was done not by a Koyan, but by a Bechor. Lahakol ksherin lahakriv, and everybody is kosher to bring. I mean, not everybody, every type of animal, not just the bechor, but every animal is kosher. Behema, chaya, ve'oif. You didn't need so korbanos. There's no korbanos from a chaya, for example. Korban is a shere chesav ayes. Yeah, but before the Mishkan was put up, you could bring a deer. I don't know what sort of chaya you're going to bring. Yeah,
a
giraffe. If you want to say giraffe is kosher, if you know how to shecht it, no, something like that. So they could bring a chaya or a oif and a bird. Zecharim and a kevas. It could be male or female. Even though the rules of korbanos, some have to be male, some have to be female. But before Matan Torah, there was gender equality. Tmimin or balemumin. It didn't matter if they had a blemish in it. Yeah, it could be a tamei. It could be a balmum. Tahirin. It had to be a kosher animal of a loit tmeyin. The only restriction was it couldn't be a non-kosher animal. That was applied even before the Mishkan was put up. And everything was an oila. The only type of carbon that was brought was an oila. There was no such thing as anything else.
So this doesn't mean toher and tamei as in...
Not the person. No. I mean it's the animal. The being kosher tumult. Animal. A kosher animal in Chumash is called behemah tahira.
Even though this is before matan Torah.
No, this is after matan Torah. Before the Mishkan was put up.
So
this is there was a period after Matan Torah before the Mishkan. And that's important to know because we're going to discuss the different periods that was going on over here.
What about this week's Pashas, B'mokam HaShiv, like only B'mokam?
No, that was later. That's the Nuchal and Achalo. That's this week's Pashas, which you learned before. That was what we said in the Mishnah. Once they came to Shiloh, the Nuchal was Shiloh, and the Nachal was the Beis HaMikdash.
What
about
Emuk
HaMikdash? Sorry? But you can't. So what does that mean? That Avraham Avinu lived after Matan Torah? I mean, sometimes.
No. Not that Avraham Avinu lived. I understand that, but I'm saying it. But the halacha would still apply even before. The Torah, once the Torah was given, there's only one place you could offer a carbon.
No. That's not true. Because there was time when the bombers were permitted.
No, I understand, but how does that reconcile itself? That's what I'm asking.
On the contrary. The Pasuk says in this week's Parsha,
right, that
till now you're doing Isha Yosher Be'en of Yaseh because Loi Vasem Arata Elam Nuchel Nachla, because you haven't yet come to the Beis HaMikdash or Mishkan Shiloh. Therefore, now you can do whatever you want in your own backyard. But when you get to when you come to the land and you have the Beis HaMikdash, then you can't do what you want in your backyard. Okay, so everything was an oila. There was no such thing as a shlamim or anything else. It was before the Mishkan was put up, everything was an oila. So that's number one. It says avodah b'chayre is ashlo hukam Mishkan. So he had said before that the b'chayrim only did it on that day, and then afterwards it wasn't anymore posku. So he says, hang on. This Brisa says that they did it until the Mishkan was put up. The avodah was done by the bechayr. And the Brisa continues. Va'ola sheikriv Yisrael b'midbar. That ola which they brought in the desert on erev Shavuos, right, the day before Matan Torah, was to'una hevshev v'netuach, required skinning and cutting. And he said it didn't. So that's the second question. And then just to finish off the Brisa, nachrim bizman hazeh rashayim la'asas kein. All of those rules that we said that they could do it. Males and females, and it could be behemah chayav oif. All of those sort of lack of restriction on the korbanos. For if a guy wants to bring a korban, even nowadays, a guy can set up a mizbeach in his backyard and he can bring a korban. L'shem Shemayim, not for avodah zarah. Yeah? He can do it. He doesn't have to bring his korban to the Beis HaMikdash, and he can do all of these things. Okay, so we see from these two things, the two questions on the two things that Rav Chisda said. One was that Rav Chana by Rav Ketina said. One was that that the Bechayrim did the Avodah all the way till the Mishkan was put up. And number two, that it required Hefshet, the oil required skinning and cutting. So the Gemara says, okay, first question first. About the Avodah, about the Bechayrim versus the Kohenim. Tanoihi. So that's a Machlekes Tanoim. That's no Kasha. It's a Machlekes Tanoim. The Tanya will learn the Brisa. It says in the story of Matan Torah in Parshas Yisroi, that Hashem told Moshe, Hagbele Sahar, put a border around the mountain that they shouldn't go up, that people shouldn't go up onto the mountain. V'gam ha-koyanim ha-nigoshim al-Hashem yiskadoshu. And also the koyanim who come near to Hashem, that means to do the avodah, shall make themselves holy. So that means that there were different reserved seating, or standing, I guess. Yeah, the koyanim had a prime location, but they still weren't allowed to go up on the mountain, right? So what do you mean? So who were these koyanim that had to get a prime location there? Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchaim, Rezu Pishas Bechairis. He says it was the Bechairis. So according to him, that means that the Bechairis were the koyanim. Rabbi Oimer, Rezu Pishas, not of Aviyu. He says, no, who were the koyanim? Not of an Aviyu. Aaron's two sons. Okay, so it seems machlokes whether koyanim refers to the bechayrim or not the bechayrim. So we'll say that's the machlokes of Atra Hukam HaMishkan, who did the avodah. It's Freddy Gemara, Bishlam the man Damar Zul Pishas, not of Aviyu. According to the one who says it's not of an Aviyu, Hainu Dichsiv. So what happened later? The day the Mishkan was put up, so not of an Aviyu, of course, they came in, they akrivu Eish Zara Lifnei Hashem, they brought a foreign alien fire, and they were killed. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu say at that time? Dichsiv, Moshe Rabbeinu said, aha, hu asher dibar Hashem lemer, that is what Hashem said to me, b'krei v'yekodesh, I will make myself holy with my close ones. The Eibishter told Moshe, v'niktash b'chvedi, where's that pasuk? Somewhere in Tetzaveh, maybe? V'niktash b'chvedi, I will become holy Bechvoidi. When is it that the Moshe Rabbeinu says that when God told me he's going to sanctify himself, he's going to do it with his krovim? So who are these krovim? So if he says, if it's Nadav and Avihu, yeah, so that's where he was. So he was Bekroiva Yakodesh, because, and where do we see it? After they died, they were the Koyanim who were the Krovai. And they were. That's what made them. Then they got killed. So that was made. That was the sanctification. That means that they were the kohen until now, and now they've been sacrificed. El amanda mazu pishes becheiros. But if the avoda means was the becheiros, that means there wasn't any not of an aviyah before. Is hecher amiza. So where does it say anything about the? Where it says anything about the becheiros before? Here's the pasuk I was trying to remember before. Then I added to Shom Levnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eibishter says, you make the Mishkan, and I will come there and communicate with Bnei Yisrael. V'nigdosh b'chvoidi, and I will be sanctified in my honor, literally. Al tikra b'chvoidi ella b'mechubodai. That means those who are on my honorable ones. Davar ze amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. The Eibishter said that to Moshe, and he didn't know what it means. The lo yodu, they didn't know Achamesu ben Ayarin till Nadav and Avihu died. Kevin Achamesu ben Ayarin. Once Nadav and Avihu died, so then Moshe Rabbeinu chamtzich what he meant, what the Eibishter meant, v'nikdash b'chvoidi. Amar loy. So he said to Aaron, ochi loy mesu bonecha el lahakdish shmerat shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was v'nikdash b'chvoidi, that they died in order to sanctify Hashem's name. So Aaron thought, okay, they died of Kiddush Hashem, sort of. Kevin Shayada Aaron Shabon of Yudua Mokim. So that means Aaron realized, okay, they did maybe the wrong thing there, but they were God's craving. They were, you know, close to Hashem. They were God, the ones that Hashem knew well. Ishosak, so he accepted it. He was silent for Kibel Schar, and he accepted reward even for just the silence. Shanemba Yidaim Aaron, that Aaron was silent, he didn't complain, he accepted that upon himself. So where do we find the idea of accepting things and not complaining? Not too many people. It's not a Yiddish minig at all. But so that was that's why it's an exception mentioned in the Gemara. It was Aaron, and David HaMelech says, "Omer doim laHashem, be silent to Hashem when Hashem does whatever He does." V'hischoilel loy. So the word v'hischoilel can mean lots of different things, like. It can mean davening, daven to him, but he says he darshens the word he's chaylel afal pisha mapil lechoch chalolim chalolim. Even if Hashem makes full corpses, let's say Hashem kills somebody, yeah, so somebody died. Even if Hashem is doing that, at shtoik, you should just be quiet and accept God's judgment and what He's doing. So that was David HaMelech said that. V'chem b'shleimu hu aimer. And Shlomo HaMelech also said in Mishle, where is it? Ace Lachshes.
Kehelis. Translating is Chalolim.
It's in the Drush, yeah. Chalolim is corpses, yeah. And he said it's Kehelis, not Mishle, I'm sorry. Shlomo HaMelech said in Kehelis, Ace Lachshes for Ace Ladaber. There's a time to talk and there's a time to shrike. Pa'omim Shashesik and Makabal Scharma Lashtika. Sometimes a person is silent and he gets rewarded for remaining silent. Sometimes you're supposed to say something and you'll get reward for saying, but sometimes the reward is just for remaining silent. That pasuk is also in where is that in Tilim in Samaches. I knew that. That God is fearful or awesome from your holy place. From those people, the people who are the holy ones, like not of an avil, when the Eibishter does a punishment to the holy people, so that is pretty, that's awesome, shock and awe. Misyare, he becomes feared, and he becomes exalted, and praised. Because people will think, ooh, such a holy person, if he did something wrong, one thing wrong, he gets a punishment. So, you know, I better lift my game also. So that makes God more feared. Okay, so therefore, what do we get out of all of that? that it was actually a machoikas tanoim between Rabbi Shurab and Karcha and Rebbe if the Avoda was done by the Kohenim before the Mishkan or the Bechoris.
But he hasn't answered this pasuk relative to the Kohenim. It makes sense if it's not even a Avoda.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. So he says that was the remez, that Mechubadai, no, Al Tikre Mechvodil Mechubadai. So
that's not of an Avil. How do you know about the Kohenim? What is due with the pasuk for the Kohenim?
No, if you say it's the Kohenim, then you'll say that they were the... That, no, I'm sorry. It doesn't mean... It was not of an Avil, but then not of an Avil didn't do the Avoda. So he thought that the Pshat was... No, because he thought that the Bikrovai means the people doing the Karbonis. Right? And then he said it doesn't mean the people doing the Karbonis. It just means people who are my close ones. So if you take it literally, it means not of an idea did the Karbonis.
So if we don't take the hint? If not, what would be the hint?
No, the hint for the not of an Avil. The hint is in that Posuk.
So that's good for not of an Avil.
No, so the Gemara answers is both. Because we thought it meant the people bringing the Karbonis. Yeah. So if not of an Avil didn't bring the Karbonis, so then how come where is it mentioned that not of an Avil are gonna die? So he says no, it doesn't mean they brought the Karbonis, it means they were Ebishter's friends. You're doing. So it's a different way of translating the Pasuk. Doesn't mean those who brought the Karbonis, or it just means tzaddikim, people who are God's right-hand men. Yeah. So we see that. So that's a machloikus. So that's how Rav Chana bar Rav Katina would answer. It's a machloikus tanoim. Then we still have the question about skinning the oila. Yeah, there's only one way to skin an oila. Ella, kasha oila. Kasha oila is a kasha oila. So he says, okay, that's trei tanoihi. That's also machlekes tanoim, whether they needed to skin the oila. The Tanya Lunar Brysa, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says, Klolos Nemru B'Sinai, the general rules of mitzvahs were given at Harsinai by Matan Torah. Yeah, so by that stage, they had to keep the general idea. But the protos was Oil Moyed. The specific halachas, all the details of all of the mitzvahs, that came later when the Mishkan was built.
Whose memory was this? Rabbi Shmuel.
Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah, his Shloshes Remidus. Yeah.
I'll tell you after.
Okay. Rabbi Akiva Omer Klolis Uprotos Nemru B'Sinai. Rabbi Akiva says no. All the details were already given in Har Sinai. The Nishnu Boel Moyed. He Davis the taught from Boel Moyed. That was a repetition. That was Chazara. The Nishtalshu Ba'Arvis Moyev, and then it was a third time Chazed over in Arvis Moyev in Mishnah Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu repeated everything again. So therefore, if you say that all the rules were given, that all the rules of all the halachas of everything was given by Matan Torah, that includes the fact that Kohanim have to be Kohanim. Yeah? So that means that already from Matan Torah was the Kohanim doing the thing. But if you say that the details only... I'm onto the skinning. I take that back. The skinning. The rules of an oila that you have to skin it. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that rule was only given when the Mishkan was put up. So at the time of Matan Torah, they had the concept you can bring an oila, but they didn't have the detail. So they didn't skin the oila. Rabbi Akiva says, no, all the details were already given, and therefore they skinned it right away. Straight away, they already had the rules that they had to skin. Okay, full stop. Omar Mar, now let's go back to another side point that we mentioned. Hakel, Ksheir, and the Hakriv, you can bring any type of an animal. Before the Mishkan, you could bring anything. It didn't have all the restrictions. Minahanimili, how do I know that? Omar Avuno, the Omar Kro. We learn it from Noach, because before the Mishkan, everybody was a Ben Noach. What does it say by Noach? The Omar Kro. Vayivin Noach Mizbeach Lashem. Noach built an altar, so he had one of these bombos things going on. Vayikach Mikola Behema Tahira. And he took from all of the kosher animals, Umikola Ifatahira, and from all of the kosher birds. So what do we learn from that pasuk? So first of all, it says behema. Behema kumashmoy. Okay, a behema. Behema is even later, a behema was a carbon. Behema is an ox, a bull, and a cow. Chaya. And so how do I know that Noach brought chayas? Because chaya bechlal behema. We see the chaya is included. The general word behema includes chaya unless it tells you otherwise. How do we know that? Because when it talks about kosher animals, it says these are the kosher behemoths, and it lists a bunch of chayas. So that means chaya, the word chaya, an animal, can be included in the word behemoth. Top of the page. Zecharim, and so therefore it includes also, so how do I know, Zecharim and Akevis, women and Baal Mumin. because the Amarma Tamus Zachris only applies by a behema. The Yain Tamus Zachris Ba'ofis. It says in Parshas Vayikra that an animal has to be unblemished and it has to be male. But when you bring a bird, it doesn't have to be unblemished and it doesn't have to be male. And in the Pasuk of Noyach, Iskish Behema La'if. So that's by a bird. So it's a kula by a bird. For Noyach's Pasuk, it compares the behema to the bird. Yeah, to tell you that for Noyach, a bird, a behema also doesn't have to be unblemished and it also doesn't have to be male. Yeah? So you can bring Tzmimim and you can bring Balamumim also. But what can you not bring? Only the mafuke mechusar eved de loy. If it's missing a limb, then you cannot bring it. Why? Because that's true by a bird also. When you bring a bird, it doesn't have to be unblemished, but it's not going to be missing a limb. So the same thing by Noyach, his behema had to could have a mum, but not missing a limb. How do I know that even Bnei Noach couldn't bring an animal without a limb, with missing a limb? That's again a pasuk by Noach that to take into the ark. You have to bring an animal that all of his limbs are still alive. Maybe Mikol Hachai is not telling you about the limbs, it's telling you that the animal has to not be a treifa. Because a treifa means it's going to die. A treifa means it's still alive now, but it's going to die. It's got such an internal disease, it's going to die. So the Gemara says, no, that I would know. Ahu milachai zera nafka. From that I can learn from lachai zera, which means to procreate, to create more children, behemoths. Yeah, and so that's on the assumption that an animal which is a treifa cannot procreate. So the Gemara says, just a minute, hanich lemandom a treifa in your lettuce. That's all good and well if you hold that a treifa cannot procreate. El lemandom a treifa your lettuce, but according to the one who says a treifa can procreate, what's a treifa? Treifa has a lung disease. Lung disease can still have children. Yeah, according to this guy. Is ma'ika lemeimar. So therefore, you cannot learn from the Chaya Zera to exclude a treifa. So maybe Mikol HaChai is excluding a treifa. How do you know it's excluding a Mechusar Ever? So the Gemara says, Omar, no, treifa we learn anyway, because the Pasuk says, Omar Kra, Itcha. The Torah said to, the Ebesha said to Noyach, bring these animals Itcha, with you. What do you mean, with you? B'doimilach, they should be just like you. Just like you're not a treifa, then these animals should also not be a treifa. Fred the Gemara v'dilma Noach gufa treifa have, and maybe Noach himself. Who says Noach wasn't a treifa? Maybe Noach was a treifa too, and therefore they could bring treifas into the teva. The Gemara says you cannot say Noach was a treifa because Tomim ksiv bay. It says he was a Tomim from the Babbage. Yeah, so therefore he couldn't have been a treifa. So the Gemara says, how do you know Tomim means he wasn't a treifa? Tomim means the word Tomim translates perfect. Yeah, so you're assuming perfect means unblemished begashmius. Maybe Dilma Tomim Bidrachov. Maybe he was perfect in his ways. He's a good guy. So he says, no, that is covered by Tzadik. It says Tomim Tzadik, yeah? So Tzadik Sivbe. Maybe Dilma Tomim Bidrachov, a Tzadik B'maisav. Hang on, it could still be all Beruchnius. He's good in his ways and he's a Tzadik in his deeds. He did all good things. You still can't prove from that he wasn't a treifa. So how do you know that when the Eibishter said Itcha, it means that not a treifa? So the Gemara says, 1 minute, you're telling me Noach was a treifa? And God said what? Bring all the animals that are just like you. So what does that mean? That God says only bring animals that are like you. And if he was a treifa, so what he's telling him, only bring treifa animals? Yeah? Would the Eibishter say to Noach, the kavosach ayil? If it's got a mum like you, if it's a treifa, then you can bring it on the table. But shleimim loita ayil? You dafke not having unblemished ones? That doesn't make any sense. So if the Eibishter told Noach, you have to bring animals that are like you, it must be a lemal yusa, it must be a good thing. So it can't be that Noach was a treifa, so Noach must have been not a treifa, and the animals also were not treifas. And therefore we can say the pasuk mikol hachai to tell you that it has to have all of its limbs. Fred the Gemara meyach the nafkula meitcha. Now that you have meitcha to tell you not a treifa, the chayes zera lomali. So what taka you do with the pasuk the chayes zera, which seems to mean to procreate, is mahu the tema. That's a separate thing. You would have thought when the Eibishter said to Noach itcha letzavse bialma. Without the Lachaya Zera, you would have thought that Itcha just means for company. Moshe Rabbeinu would feel lonely in the ark, so we'd have the animals for company. I feel the Zokin. What did I say? Noach in the ark. Yeah, Noach was the one in the ark. I feel the Zokin, I feel the Sris. So you would think it could be anything. How do I know it means that it has to be a good shape? Kamash Milan, that's what L'chaya Zera. It has to be young and virile.
Capable of procreation.
Yeah. Okay. Tahoy of Olotzmeyim, but not unkosher animals. Frederick and Mormi have it. Tahoyim and Tahoyim by Hishata. What are you telling me? What? Noach didn't have kosher animals and non-kosher animals. Well, there was no such thing in those days. Yeah, so what's going on here? Over there, the definition of an unkosher animal, or a kosher animal, was an animal which no one ever did any promiscuous hanky-panky with. Yeah, so that was a kosher animal, but not an animal that had already been polluted. So how can you tell when an animal comes along? How do you know which animal, whatever, or not? So the Gemara says, "Kidrav Chizda, the Amar of Chizda have viran lifnei ateva." The animals went in front of the teva, in front of the ark. Kol shateva kol toson. They tried to climb in. If the teva would accept them, the yadua shutar, then you knew that he was a nice animal. Ein ateva kol toson. If the door magically closed and he couldn't get in,
he seems to be saying doesn't mean someone's going to sodomize or do something. Rather, just simply means that animals that are in the future will be kosher. Like a cow will be kosher. But how would he have known that back then? I'm just saying how he
That's
can,
what the Gemara says.
I have to go Avera. It was used for Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, it was used for an Avera. And if so, how do we know it was used for an Avera?
It could be
Avodah Zarah. It could be a different Avera. So he says, yeah. So if the teva accepts him, then he's tired. Ain't a teva called Tosin. If the teva doesn't accept him, Yadua Shain Tzmeyin. Rabbi Abou Omar Krah, he didn't even need to go that far. But Habotim, those who came, Zachar and Akeva, they came male and female. What do you mean Habotim? That means Moshe didn't go and gather all the animals. The animals came by themselves. Habotim, Me'aleim, they came by themselves. They didn't have them in those days. Okay. Omar Mar. Now, the other thing we said was Hakol Karvu Oilos. That Bryce that we quoted before said that everything was an Oila. Oilos saying Shlomim, only Oilos and Shlomim, Vaksiva Yizbuchus Vachim Shlomim Lashem Porim. On that day of Erev Matan Torah, it says that they brought Shlomims. Ela Ema Hakol Karvu Oilos and Shlomim. So you must say that they brought Oilos and Shlomims. Iva Hatanya Avo Shlomim Loi, but it says Mefurish in the Bryce that they didn't bring Shlomims. Kiyim Oilos, only Oilos. Oilos ain't Shlomim Loi. And for the Gemara, that is command Amar Loi Karvu Shlomim B'nei Noach. That's an opinion, so it's again a Machlokes Tanoim. That one says they didn't bring Shlomims. The Itzmar Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, Chad Amar Karvu Shlomim B'nei Noach, and Chad Amar Loi Karvu. One says they did bring Shlomim, one says they didn't. My time, Mando Amar Karvu Shlomim B'nei Noach, what's the reason one says that they did? The Hevel Hevi Gamhu, Mevechere Tzonim Echovayan, that Hevel, when he brought his offering to Hashem, he brought from the firstborn sheep, and from the chaylev, ezehu davar shechel v'karl gam izbeach v'en kulei karl gam izbeach. What sort of carbon you put the chaylev on the izbeach, but you don't put the rest of it? That's a shlomim, because in oila the whole thing goes on. Havayem is a shlomim. That means even in the times of hevel they did shlomims. My time at the bandam a loy karvo. Who's the one? What's the reason? The one who says that the bnei noach didn't do shlomims? Dichsev urit sofin uvoy tamon. Wake up the north and come and tamon tisnar. Tamon is east, right? Tisnar umar shemasel but tzofin. That means we'll get rid of the nation whose deeds are in the tzofin. That means the korban is only a northbound korban, which is an oila. V'tavei umar shemasel but tzofin v'darim, to be replaced by the nation the yidden who have also korbanis in the south, which is a shlomim kachin kalim, which can be shechted in the south. So Mar Namar Ksiva Chalbayim, what does he do with the Chalbayim that Hevel brought? So he says that Chalbayim doesn't mean Chalav of Ishlamim. Or Mishamnaim did who, it just means the best ones. Omar Nami Yaksiv Uri Tzofen, what does the other guy do with the pasuk about the north and south business? Hahu Bekibbutz Goyus Utnichsiva, it's nothing to do with Karbonis. That's talking about when the exiles return. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to have to stop over here, I'm afraid. I thought we could catch up today, but.